USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Listen, I think he's going to do what he does best. I mean, he's going to negotiate for the American people.
That's Donald Trump Jr., President Trump's oldest son on Fox and Friends, reacting to the upcoming meeting between the president and the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Now, this is the second time the two will be sitting down and talking during a summit about nukes.
He's made incredible strides and progress in terms of just eliminating some of this nuclear proliferation, the testing that's been going on, so much stuff. I mean, I'm so sick of watching the experts who've been dealing with North Korea for 60 years. I go, wait a minute, in 60 years, you guys never even got a meeting. You never even got in the room with the boss. He's done that in under 2 years.
To Chicago now, where singer R. Kelly finally posting bail and released from jail. The singer charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse and was being held on a $1 million bond. On Wall Street, the Dow up 60 points, the NASDAQ up 26, and the S&P 500 up 3. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
On Capitol Hill, a bipartisan meeting about the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Families meeting with New York lawmakers like Republican Congressman Pete King, hoping to get a bill which will fund the program for another 7 years. This as more and more people get sick from the 9/11 toxins after terrorists attacked the Twin Towers in New York City 17 and a half years ago. Former Daily Show host Jon Stewart among those fighting in Washington, D.C. for the people still affected by 9/11.
Supporters of a bill that would fund the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund are rallying on Capitol Hill. Also roaming the halls of Congress is former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who's been an advocate for 9/11 victims since the beginning. He joins Fox News and says why this is such an important issue and needs to be resolved.
These are men and women who have suffered great illnesses because of their heroic work down on Ground Zero.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
In a developing story this hour, the State Department reports additional sanctions being imposed on Venezuela. USA Radio's John Clemens with the very latest.
The latest economic sanctions have been imposed against four governors of what the State Department describes as those associated with the illegitimate Maduro regime. Speaking in Bogota, Colombia, Vice President Mike Pence says the economic sanctions will continue.
The United States has imposed sanctions on more than 50 top officials, as well as on Venezuela's state-owned oil company, PDVSA, to stop Maduro's cronies from enriching themselves at the expense of the Venezuelan people.
I'm John Clemens.
A legendary men's college basketball coach speaking out for the first time after being involved in a terrible accident. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Police near Syracuse say the 74-year-old Hall of Famer Jim Boeheim tried to avoid another vehicle that had crashed into an interstate guardrail when he inadvertently struck and killed one of its occupants who was standing beside the vehicle, 51-year-old Jorge Jimenez. After a Syracuse loss to top-ranked Duke on Saturday night, Boeheim said he is truly devastated.
The grief and pain his family is feeling at this time is simply put unimaginable.
Boeheim says he still went ahead and coached the game because he felt a responsibility and obligation to his players. After that accident, he did pass a sobriety test and no charges have been filed against him. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.